Broadcasting live from the beautiful Venetian and Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Collaborate 14 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton in sunny Las Vegas, Nevada at the Venetian Palazzo Sands Expo. Stone, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, but are you just extrapolating? Have you actually been outside in the sunshine?
I saw out the window. It looks sunny.
They tell me it was supposed to be 90 today.
Oh, wow. Because you really don't have to go outside. Anything you want is well within these walls, is it not?
Yes.
Yeah, very comfortable. Well, this is going to be a fun segment. We have with someone from the board of directors of OAUG. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, Miss Karen Brownfield. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm enjoying the show.
So tell me a little bit about what one does who sits on the board of directors for OAUG. It can't be all glitz and glamour.
No, it's actually one of the, it's a volunteer position. You stand for election, and when you're on the board of directors, we work very hard to make sure that things like this show happen. So we work with the other two user groups that are involved and collaborate to put on this show. We work with Oracle to make sure that customers are kept informed of important aspects of the various software that they've licensed from Oracle. We work with our volunteers because the best stories about Oracle is what the customers have done with the applications. There's over 200 products. Everybody uses it differently. My specialty is financials and the technology products that Oracle does for eBusiness Suite. And so I travel a lot giving papers on how to use the products more effectively. How can you tweak a setup and therefore increase your productivity at your company? And that's what it's all about. Because companies that have bought software are playing bet your business on the software, so they want to use it effectively.
And they want to get the most out of it, right?
Oh, exactly.
So now, as a member of the board of directors, I believe you're here to talk about the new website?
Oh, yeah. We have, like everybody else, had to move into the mobile world. And websites that were designed 10 years ago just don't work well, even when you do the little finger expand. You're still trying to then figure out how to read words and stuff. So we spent some time because getting information out to the OAUG members is important. And so we spent a lot of time redesigning our website. First thing we did is made sure that it'll work on an iPad, an Android device, an iPhone. So using the technology that's readily available now, if you call it up on your iPhone, it's a little bit different experience than if you call it up on your 22-inch monitor at home.
Right.
So that, you know, it sizes right, but you can still scroll around and find things. We've also done and worked with the team so that if you're out searching on Google for information about eBusiness Suite or any of the other Oracle products that OAUG supports, then you'll find links to the papers. Now, you have to be a member to actually get access to the paper. But now you can be out on Google and say, oh, well, that looks interesting. Click on the link. It'll take you straight to the OAUG website. You log in. You can download the paper, the slides. You can go look at presentations. I did an e-learning session last summer on new features and payables. They recorded it, and that video recording is out there on the website, so you can download and rewatch it. You know, because, gee whiz, you can't stop your work day to go listen to a seminar, even, you know, as interesting it may be. So we record them and put them out on our website for our member companies to be able to download and play at a later date.
So now, if you're not a member, you can still access the website and get some, like you can get the titles and stuff, but you can't dig in deep and you get all the good stuff unless you're a joint, right?
Yeah, and we're putting little teasers out there right now. We're putting like one free, per month, we're going to put out one little, we'll expose one item outside of the member only. Like for April, we're exposing our Oracle Insight magazine, which has articles by companies that have done innovative things with the eBusiness
right.
Suite and have written articles about it.
Because you're enticing them. You want to get them in, right?
Of course. You know, it's like, here's a teaser. The following month, let's see, in May, it's the free download is going to be one of the most popular paper from this conference. In June, it's going to be one of our e-learning web recording. So everybody's going to get an opportunity to get kind of a taste of the OEUG. And if you want to join, the links to join are right on the website. So it's very easy, and now our login, we've got a consistent single login. It's in the upper right-hand corner like everybody else's in the world. Nice little blue button, OEUG blue. And after you've logged in, then from that same spot, you can then go access your account. You can update. You can go join SIGs. We've got a lot of SIGs for each different product, special
sure.
interest groups.
Right.
You can then join. And once you join that SIG, you're then getting special emails from that SIG. So there's a lot of things that will bring information to you instead of you having to go out and hunt. I like the deliver it to me as opposed to I got to go find it
right.
method.
Because you don't know what you don't know. And this way you're getting the information that's relevant to you.
Yeah, and you know, and it's also nice to know I don't know when something new happens unless someone tells me about it. So if I get an email that says, hey, this great new feature we just put up a presentation about, it's like, oh, cool. Otherwise, how would I have known to hunt for something
right.
that
you
was new?
Know. Exactly. That's
so,
great.
I want the backstory on this mouse pad. I really think it's colorful enough that you could see it on the radio. I mean, this thing, how did this thing come?
the same people that helped us with a lot of the graphic designs for a lot of the stuff you see around here that you see on our new website have, and they've won awards, not just, you know, not just for the work they've done for us, but for work they've done for other companies. So we got an award-winning graphics designer to come in and design this mouse pad. Every OAUG attendee that registered through OAUG to attend this conference got one of these mouse pads. And on the mouse pad, it's got our website, and it's got a link to the tune-in, which you can get the broadcast from the radio show.
Oh, great.
So it's just a easy reference you can put on your desk. So in case you forget, it's OAUG.org. Or if you're like me and you're going OAUG.com, it will switch over to the OAUG.org because I still make that mistake, even though I've been with OAUG since 1991. So either address will work. It will bring you to the new website. And if you haven't visited it lately, I encourage everybody to go out to visit the website. Even on the home page, we're exposing things like a link to the most read paper recently, news from Oracle. So it's another good place to get, here's something new that happened, you know, announcements about when the webcasts are going to be and stuff like that. So it's a great place to just go and very quickly now find the information.
Get like signed Karen Brownfield headshots. There's all kind of stuff on there, right?
There are pictures of the board out there. So yes, if you go down into the About OAUG, there is a link to, if you want to learn who your board members are, because if you want OAUG to be doing something different, I do encourage you to contact either Meeting Expectations, and the contact information is also out on the board site, or if you see a board member at another conference or our email addresses are out there, contact us. We are about serving the members. We do want to do what the members want us to do.
And it's important, like you said earlier, this is a volunteer organization, right? It's only as good as the people who volunteer. So if you don't complain about something, get involved and do something about it.
And there are places on the new website. If you want to be involved, we actually have people that complain, I don't know how to volunteer. There are places out on the new website that you can say, hey, I would like to participate in this SIG, or I would like to help you with this. We're always looking for help because it is a volunteer organization. None of us are being paid to make OAUG run. This is my 17th year on the board. I do it because I'm passionate about making the applications better for the end user customer. Gee, that would be me too.
So tell us a little bit about your day job, Info Semantics, Director Oracle Practice.
Yeah, I am one of the practice directors for Info Semantics. We are a systems integrator specializing in eBusiness Suite, the business intelligence applications, that's the Hyperion, the OBIEE, the Endeca, and then also the Fusion middleware that kind of ties all of this together. We've been a company since 2001. Our average consultant has over 15 years of experience in their respective area. I don't do business intelligence. That's a different practice.
Right.
But I've been.
We don't do business intelligence either.
Yeah, no, it actually requires you to be intelligent. So But we're over in booth 933 here on the show. We have been a we're star partners, so we are a huge supporter of OAUG.
So what have you enjoyed the most so far about this time around?
What I always enjoy, the networking. I have, because of OAUG, I have friends from all over the world. And it's amazing. Developing the friendships, developing the relationships is so critical to being for your business. And an example of that is we've got a client that's implementing eBusiness Suite, planning on going live in June. And they ran into an issue, and it was in a module that I'm not that familiar with, and I'm the client manager, so I'm not there on the day-to-day, but it surfaced up to me because it was causing a stoppage in the project.
Right.
So I reached out to my friends that I've networked and made the friendships we're here at OAUG. Within an hour, I had an answer. That kind of networking, being able to tap not your knowledge, not your company's knowledge, but the community of customers, being able to tap into that knowledge, is what will make any company successful.
That's right. And that's just the reason by itself to be a member, an active member at OAUG.
Oh, definitely. All of our customers that are belonging to OAUG, 92% of them say that OAUG is worth it because of the conferences and because of the networking.
Right.
All right, where can our listeners go to learn more? Let's make sure that we leave them with that.
Yeah, let's get the info.
The official website is OAUG.org, but if you're like me and you're always typing OAUG.com, that will get you there as well.
And then InfoSemantics, if somebody wanted to have a conversation about
it's
that.
It's InfoSemantics, all one word, .com, and, or stop by booth 933.
All right, Karen Brownfield, thank you so much for coming by and visiting with us.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we will be back in a few from the show floor of Collaborate 2014.